Picture this film sequence. A man wakes up as if from a dream into the cold light of day. He is listless, disillusioned. He parts the bedroom curtains and stares out at nothing in particular. He brushes his teeth and readies himself for the day. He wanders slowly to the living room, then gets lost in thought in the kitchen. This doesn't seem to have the makings of a Shakespearean sonnet, does it? Least of all, the one you always hear at weddings, the one that is most famously confident about unchangeable, unshakable love. Yet that is precisely what we hear from the voice speaking over the footage I have described.
Uthando lwangempela aluhlulwa ilutho. Nami ngeke ngiliphikise ngoba liphikiswa. Uthando akulona uthando oluguqukayo. Ekuseni libalele, ntambama liguqubele. Cha bo, leli mbokodo insimba ayigobi evutha phe phakathi kweimpila ithuta. Amandla othando agqama njengesibani kanye ezebusuku hola noma ubani. Uthando lukhukhumala ngokuhamba kwesikhathi, aliphelele emaklabhini nakumaphati.
Now there is a slight shift in the tone of the video, an easing perhaps. A view over the ocean, a dog wagging its tail. Are these small comforts enough to change the speaker's mood? With a wry smile, or perhaps simply a philosopher's quietly contented stoicism, he reflects on the assertion that love alters not.
Uthando alokhu lihamba lithandabuza, liqubula zishe lidide noSathane. Uma kuyimpazamo lengiyishoyo, akaza luza uthando naye lowo.
That was Sonnet 116. Translated into isiZulu, performed, filmed and edited by South African actor Annelisa Pewa. It was produced for the 2021 Winter Tales series, a project of the International Performing Artists Collective, the Shakespeare Ensemble. And it's a great starting point for episode 2 of season 2 of Shake the Sword, a podcast produced by the Tsikinya Shaka Center, or TCC, at Wits University. I'm Chris Thurman, the director of the TCC. In episode 1, we learnt about significant 20th century Zulu Shakespeare translations and adaptations like Welcome Msomi's Umabata and the radio dramas of K.E. Masinga. In this episode, we're focusing on more recent examples of Shakespeare in isiZulu. Let's get back to Sonnet 116. You know it. Let me not to the marriage of true minds admit impediments. Love is not love which alters when it alteration finds, etc. We tend to think of Shakespeare's sonnets as occasional poems or lyrics. Whether singly or in sequences, however, they can also be understood in narrative and dramatic terms. They constitute, or are situated within, stories, miniature plots populated by various characters. For Pewa, each sonnet is not a piece of text on a page to be read, but a story to be performed and heard. There is the story commonly implied in or inferred from Shakespeare's words. In Sonnet 116, it's a story of true and eternal love, or at least a moment in a story when the speaker is convinced this is the case. But translation often facilitates adaptation, interpretation against the grain, even subversion, and so it proves here. Pewa's character seems not to speak or think his words about love's permanence with any conviction. If anything, they are spoken or thought ironically. A couple of years ago, I had the opportunity to interview Pewa for the Shakespeare in the Post-Colonies project. This is what he had to say about his version of Sonnet 116.
I was testing the authenticity of these words through this character who is waking up alone, you know, and I'm echoing these words that, you know, true love is this and true love is that. It doesn't move away, it doesn't behave in this way, and it lasts, and it is an ever fixed mark that looks on tempests and is never shaken. And yet this man's love is not that. He's lost it. So what was the authenticity of his love? I wasn't translating word for word, but rather the feeling, because I'll say, uthando lwangempela alihlulwa yilutho. Nami ngeke ngiliphikise ngoba liphikiswa. And that means nothing compares with true love. And you cannot argue that. No one can. But then I also use cultural signifiers that make sense for an African people. Because what is a tempest to my grandmother who lives in Africa? An ever fixed mark that looks on tempests and is never shaken. Those are references that reflect a different side of the world for us. But I say to her, Kabo, oh no. Kabo, lena imbokodo, insimbi ayigobi. Imbokodo is a rock. Watsinta imbokodo, watsinta bafazi, they'll say it's a rock. It is a thing that we know that signifies strength, right? But here's another idiom there. It is a red hot poker that doesn't bend. Insimbi ayigobi. In a Kwaito song, they'll say something like, Winsimbi, Winsimbu, yayas, yole. And what they're saying over there is, you know, a piece of metal, it is strong, and this is it. So he was talking about his context with his people in his language. And I'm talking to my people in my language.
That's an extract from an interview with Annelise Pewa on Shakespeare and the Post Colonies. A wonderful platform developed by Omrita Dar of Ohio State University and subsequently the University of California, San Diego. It's a fantastic resource for anyone who wants to learn more about creative practitioners from the Global South engaging with Shakespeare's work. Let's turn our attention to another sonnet. What you're hearing now is the introductory theme from the Jam at the Windy Brow video series. Filmed at the Windy Brow Art Center in Johannesburg, this series was an opportunity for the members of the Johannesburg Awakening Minds, or JAM, community theatre group to flex their multilingual muscles in a range of monologue performances. Michael Mazibuko, one of the members of the JAM ensemble, translated a handful of Shakespearean set pieces into isiZulu, including a very different approach to the sonnets from Pewa, in this case via Sonnet 25. Let those who are in favour with their stars of public honour and proud titles boast, whilst I, whom fortune of such triumph bars, unlooked for joy in that I honour most. The speaker in Mazibuko's rendering is unabashed in his declaration of love and his certainty that it is requited. Let's listen to Mazibuko performing the closing sestet, which affirms that even a, quote, warrior famous for fight, as Shakespeare puts it, a proud Zulu impi in Mazibuko's translation, will eventually be removed from the Book of Honor, while the humble speaker cherishes his own happiness, injabulo, in being able to say, I love and am beloved.
Kubuhlungu iqhawe lidume ngokunqoba inqwabakazi yezimpi. Lihluleke kanye nje. Icishwe incwadini zobuqhawe futhi konke akwenzile sekukhohlakelwe bese injabulo ibe kumina othande wathandwa futhi ngeke ngisuse ngoba angeke ngisuswe othandweni.
For the 2019 Jam at the Windy Brow, Mazibuko also did two speeches from Macbeth. The first of these is the iconic, Is This a Dagger I See Before Me?, as Macbeth wrestles with the idea of killing Duncan and becoming king. Hoza, he says, come, let me clutch thee. And later, Ngiyakubona, I see thee still.
Ngabe umese lo engubona phambi kwami isibambo ngesandla sami. Woza ngikubambe. Anginawe futhi ngisakubona. Mange wona umbono obulalayo oqondeka umuzwa njengokubona noma wena indalo yamanga umese wengqondo inqubo esuka ebuchosheni obucindezelwe ukushisa. Ngiyakubona uyilohlobo oliphathekayo onjengalolu engilidonsayo. Wena elusa mina kule ndlela engizohamba ngayo nale thuluzi elinjalo engizolisebenzisa. Ngiyakubona nalokusika kwakho ungibhozwe igazi okungakaze kwaba nje ngaphambilini.
It's worth noting that the word Mazibuko chooses for dagger is umese, meaning knife, which echoes the Afrikaans word for knife, mes. It's a reminder that South Africa's various languages have long been spoken alongside and in between one another. Attempts at linguistic purity in the past carried the colonial and apartheid logic of separate languages reinforcing the separation of races or ethnicities or tribes. In South Africa, isiZulu is far more commonly spoken and heard mixed with other languages. You could describe it in terms of code switching or translanguaging or multilingualism, but the end result is that in many instances, Shakespeare in isiZulu has appropriately shared the stage or screen with Shakespeare in other languages. Mazibuko's other Macbeth speech was delivered as a simultaneous bilingual English-isiZulu rendering of tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow. Kusasa, nakusasa, nakusasa, with his fellow jam ensemble member Gift Ntlimeza. There are numerous other examples of isiZulu in multilingual Shakespeare productions. From the 2001 César, a version of Julius Caesar directed by Yael Faber, to Uvinas no Adonisi, the Isango Ensemble's adaptation of Shakespeare's narrative poem Venus and Adonis for the 2012 Globe to Globe Festival in London. More recently, there was a multilingual Macbeth at the Joburg Theatre, one of the first public performances in Johannesburg in 2021 after COVID-related restrictions were partially lifted, and the Jam Ensemble's 2019 Midsummer Ice Cream, an extension of their Jam at the Windybrow series into a short comic film adapting the rude mechanical scenes from A Midsummer Night's Dream. In that same year of 2019, a collaboration between the Market Theatre Laboratory and JAM resulted in an experimental production facilitated by Hayley Evans and Pala Opala that was developed as part of the Centre for the Less Good Ideas for Once program under the title Umsebenzi ka Brashakes, Working with Brashakes. The song sung by the cast here borrows from the rhetoric of the Soweto student uprising of 1976, a key event in the history of resistance to apartheid, during which thousands of students boycotted class and took to the streets to protest against the terrible conditions under which they were expected to learn, as well as the apartheid government's attempt to impose Afrikaans as a language of instruction in various subjects. The state's deadly response reinforced the power struggles that lie behind debates about language and education. Shakespeare is, and always has been, part of the prestige, the cultural, political, and economic authority attached to English in South Africa, and English in education especially. So it is encouraging to note that, in recent years, a number of schools participating in the annual nationwide Shakespeare Schools Festival have chosen to perform in South African languages, with isiZulu being prominent. The festival commissioned 4 Zulu translations of its abridged 30-minute play scripts for school learners, and participants are also encouraged to develop their own translations or adaptations. IsiZulu has featured in various university Shakespeare productions too, and indeed the only full IsiZulu translation performed in recent years was the 2019 Ulomeo Nojula, Romeo and Juliet, at the Durban University of Technology, or DUT, translated by Sabata Ngobo and directed by Sizam Tembu. Another Romeo and Juliet story is also a significant part of the history of Shakespeare in IsiZulu in post-apartheid South Africa. In 2009 saw the release of the film Gugu no Andile, which was initially developed for the South African Broadcasting Corporation's Shakespeare in Mzansi series, a batch of Shakespearean tales for TV, loosely translated and adapted to South African settings, and pitched at school learners. Written by Minky Schlesinger and Lori Matsetela, this version was set in the early 1990s, prior to the country's first democratic elections, when townships like Katlehong on the East Rand were scarred by so-called ethnic political violence. Gugu, the Juliet character, is from a Zulu family. Andile, the Romeo character, is Xhosa speaking. The impact of this made-for-TV movie was such that, for a generation of school kids, Gugu no Andile came to symbolize not just star-crossed lovers, but all kinds of love gone wrong. A handful of songs have been inspired by them, including the one you're listening to by Shumi Lensizwa. But to bring this episode slowly, perhaps somewhat digressively, to a conclusion, by returning to the work of Annelisa Pewa, what I consider the most exciting IsiZulu Shakespeare translation and performance is Pewa's version of Thomas Moore's Stranger's Case monologue as part of the Speak Me a Speech film project. I'm terribly biased here, of course. Pewa was previously at Sekinya Shaka Centre Artist in Residence, and the TCC is one of the producing partners on the Speak Me a Speak project, teaming up with filmmaker Victor van Asvieren of CineSouth Studios to undertake an ambitious multilingual Shakespearean cinematic task. Speak Me a Speech is an online platform of filmed Shakespeare monologues performed in South African languages. It was launched in 2023 with 5 speeches, the first of which was Pewa's translation of a recognizable Shakespearean fragment, what appears to be his contribution to an obscure multi-authored play dating to the 1590s, based on the life of Sir Thomas Moore. Shakespeare's handwriting is referred to by experts on the manuscript as Hand D.
So the cry is that the strangers should be removed. And Thomas Moore replies, grant them removed, and grant that this your noise hath chid down all the majesty of England. Imagine that you see the wretched strangers, their babies at their backs, with their poor luggage, plodding to the ports and coasts for transportation, and that you sit as kings in your desires, authority quite silenced by your brawl, and you in rough of your opinions clothed. What have you got? I'll tell you. You had taught how insolence and strong hand should prevail, how order should be quelled.
That's Ian McKellen introducing and then performing the opening lines from the speech, a kind of set piece that he has delivered on various occasions over the decades. But the play Sir Thomas Moore, or more narrowly, this speech, has enjoyed greater prominence in recent years, particularly in response to anti-immigrant rhetoric and xenophobic violence in a range of contexts. In the speech, the Thomas Moore character criticizes a crowd of Londoners during the notorious Evil May Day riot of 1517, in which foreign residents of the city were attacked and chased away. You can find various versions of it online, a few of them delivered by groups of actors who have teamed up to lend their voices in support of refugees and to speak out against xenophobic populism.
Grant them removed, and grant that this your noise hath chid down all the majesty of England.
Imagine that you see the wretched strangers, their babies at their backs,
that you see the
and their poor
strangers.
Luggage plodding to the
their
ports and coasts for
and
transportation,
and that you plodding sit as kings in your desires, authority quite silent by your brawl, and you,
and that
in
you
rough of your opinions,
sit as kings in your desires.
What had you got?
Authority quite silent by
you.
Your brawl, You had taught
and
how
you,
insolence and strong
code,
hand should prevail.
What had you got?
How order should be quelled.
I'll tell you.
And by this pattern,
you had taught how insolence
not
and
one
strong
of you
hand should prevail.
Should live an
how
aged
order
man.
Should be quelled.
For other ruffians,
by this pattern,
as their fancies
not
rot,
one of you
with self same hand, self
man.
Reasons, and self right, would sharp
for
on
other
you
ruffians,
and men
as their
like ravenous fishes.
The status of the Thomas More speech as a call for compassion for the plight of refugees is indicated by the release of a 2024 film, directed by Brant Anderson, that weaves together the stories of five families in four countries affected by the war in Syria. The film is titled The Stranger's Case. As Shakespeare scholar Ruben Espinosa observes, however, citations of this speech in order to oppose xenophobia depend to a significant degree on Shakespeare's perceived moral authority, reinforcing inaccurate white savior narratives. Espinosa quotes the much vaunted conclusion to the speech, "This is the stranger's case, and this your mountainish inhumanity." But he queries the logic of its appeal to so-called universal humanity. "I think of all the whites in Shakespeare," writes Espinosa, "whose value is set against those darker of skin. After all, it isn't really my brown skin that makes me vulnerable. It is the workings of whiteness that imagines me as a threat because of my skin, and thus threatens my very existence." While Moore seems to give a voice to the white liberal perspective so often seen as coterminous with Shakespeare, Espinosa insists on troubling what he sees as its racist complicity. Bower's version disrupts this dynamic, partly because his Thomas More is explicitly a black African voice, and partly through the recognition that anti-black xenophobia occurs within Africa, in this case South Africa. Delivered in isiZulu, even with Shakespeare's or Handy's words in the subtitles, it is no longer simply an act of quotation, of citing Shakespeare for his moral authority. The disruption brought about in Pewa's rendition occurs through translation, specifically a cultural and linguistic adaptation of the Shakespearean text that gets around the now almost platitudinous phrase, "your mountainish inhumanity," while dwelling on the fundamental challenge of affirming a shared humanity across fault lines of race, nationality, and language.
Kulungile, abahambe, kodwa. Nani nibo kumbula ngawo lo msindo. Niphoxe thina sonke kulisizwe. Asithi nazi zona iy'ngane zabantu. Iy'ngane zabo nazo ziboshelwe umqolo. Beyaluza nje babheka indlela yohambo. Njengoba kunje, nibusa njengamakhosi. Akekho nibangisayo nihlomile. Akekho niphikisayo ngoba niyazi. Niphumelele na, manginixwayise. Akukho ndlela emsulwa evela ngodlame. Njengoba kunje kuyophinda kube njena. Kunjalo kunje lelizwe liyoswela amakhehla.
If you continue on this path of violence, warns Pewa's Moore, lelizwe liyoswela amakhehla, this country will run out of old men. Moore invites the riotous Londoners to imagine where they would go if they had to be chased out of England. Go you to France or Flanders, to any German province, to Spain or Portugal, why, you must needs be strangers, he warns. Pewa collapses these European references into the rhetorical question, where will you cry, you, O Africa?
Bayofika amanye amadela kufa, ehlome ngokufana ngamandla nangesibindi, ezongqilazela ukuthi nani nizijikele. Masithi inkosi, Induna enozwelo enanoxolo. Inixolele izono zenu nina ngokunixosha elizweni lakini. Niyokhalelaphi nina o-Afrika? Mhlaba muphi oyonamukela? Kungekho sihlobo eduze kwamakhelwane. Akukho ndawo lapho ningaya khona. Engeke nihlukanise nezintandane.
Other adaptations, not strictly required to transplant the speech into an African context, take their cue from two of Shakespeare's images of dehumanization. Firstly, the strangers are or will be spurned like dogs. And secondly, they are or will be treated as if God owed not nor made not you. Pewa adjusts the animalistic imagery by introducing two forms of hunting. Initially, the quote, nation of such barbarous temper breaking out in hideous violence against refugees is compared to Amabubesi ahlasela imini, lions that hunt during the day, a brazen, reckless show of dominance, because lions would usually hunt at night. Both the perpetrator and the victim of xenophobic violence are dehumanized in this figuration of predator and prey. Pewa follows this with another image of hunting. Instead of whet their detested knives against your throats, spurn you like dogs, we have Nijahwa ngimikonto njengezinlwane, chasing you with spears like animals. A syntactical arrangement that is usefully ambiguous both in isiZulu and when translated back into English. The foreigners are hunted like animals, yet the xenophobes with the spears are also acting like animals, and they too may one day be in the position of the hunted rather than the hunters. Pewa's reformulation of God owed not, owned not, nor made not you is equally evocative. The lines in which Pewa Zulu Moor is most strident in his delivery, building rhythmically to an angry pitch, are Ingat ani kolwa, ingat ani nazihlwele, ingat ina kiwe ngodaka, ani namvelingange. As if you have no faith, as if you have no ancestors, as if you were made of mud, as if you had no God. To be treated as if you have no Christian faith is one thing, but in many South African cultures, to be treated as if you have no ancestors is to have your historical and cultural identity, your individual and collective personhood, entirely disavowed. Moreover, to be viewed as made of mud is an inversion of the Judeo-Christian creation myth. This is not the stuff of ashes to ashes, dust to dust, nor is it a nod to the primal sludge of evolution. It is instead a description of non-human abjection.
Amadoda angezwe angafuni nokuthi anibone enibonile nje yimpi yokuqala neyokugcina ijahwa ngemikhonto njengezilwane engathi anikholwa engathi aninazihlwele engathi nakhiwe ngodaka ninamvele inqange ibekelwe nje ukuthi kuniname izitha ningakumela na lokho enikwenzayo senilibele izandla.
In Pewa's cultural and linguistic translation, then, we have a series of images warning that dehumanizing the stranger has the effect of dehumanizing the self. Ultimately, there is no need to drive this home with a direct equivalent of Shakespeare's Moore's accusatory, your mountainish inhumanity. By contrast, Pewa's speech ends not with the rounding condemnation and even dismissal spoken by the authoritative Moore of Han Di. Pewa's Moor ends with a quiet plea. Senelibele, he asks, have you forgotten? And in his final words, he reminds his auditors and the audience of a common isiZulu saying, an idiom so widely recognized that many non-isiZulu-speaking South Africans are likely to know it. Izandla ziyagezana, hands wash one another. That's a powerful note on which to close the second and final part of our mini-series on Zulu Shakespeares. Thanks again for joining me, and I look forward to exploring more examples of African Shakespeares in translation with you in our next episode. Let's play out with a bit more of Shumi Lensizwa's song, Gugu no Andile.
Wabelum sebenzi washintsha zonke izinto.